From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Trump pushes to limit legal immigration.
This legislation demonstrates our compassion for struggling American families.
President Donald Trump Wednesday endorsed a measure to dramatically reduce the number of low-skilled immigrants admitted to the United States and introduce a merit-based point system.
The RAISE Act will reduce poverty, increase wages, and save taxpayers billions and billions of dollars. It will do this by changing the way the United States issues green cards to nationals from other countries.
The measure would cut in half the number of green card residence permits issued to about 500,000 a year. It would also do away with a visa lottery and institute a points-based system that would take into account the applicant's skill level and ability to speak English and to earn a living. The measure is coming under much bipartisan criticism in Congress, with some economists and immigration advocacy groups arguing it would actually hurt the economy. Russia has reacted strongly to President Trump's decision to sign into law a measure sanctioning Moscow for its Ukraine policy and alleged meddling in last year's U.S. election, a charge it has denied. Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev warned it ends hopes of improving bilateral relations. He also called it a declaration of economic war on his country. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked if Mr. Trump actually believes that Russia interfered in the election.
The president's already said that himself directly at the press conference in Poland.
He's actors may have been involved
as well, but he doesn't dispute the fact that Russia was, and he said that in Poland at the press conference.
Russia has already retaliated by seizing two properties in Moscow used by Americans and ordered hundreds of diplomatic personnel out of the country. This is VOA News. Well, President Trump may soon attempt to increase pressure on China to change its trade practices and do more to stop North Korea's weapons programs. Reports in the Financial Press say President Trump may sign an order as soon as tomorrow to start an investigation of Chinese demands that foreign companies share technology secrets in exchange for access to the massive Chinese market. Now, that investigation could eventually lead to higher tariffs on Chinese-made products headed for the U.S. market, which is the world's largest. Experts warn the action might violate U.S. commitments under the World Trade Organization. U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross recently wrote that China's trade practices, including forced technology transfer, are unfair, hurt U.S. exports, and contribute to a $347 billion deficit in the trade goods between the United States and China. A South African man held by al-Qaeda in Mali since 2011 has been freed. The South African government reported on Thursday that Stephen McGowan has been freed. He was the last of three foreign nationals abducted in Timbuktu in November of 2011. The governments of Mali and South Africa worked together along with NGO Gift of the Givers to negotiate his release, but South African International Relations Minister told a media briefing in Pretoria that no ransom was paid. The United States, Britain, and France and Germany have called Iran's recent rocket test inconsistent with a UN Security Council resolution and asked the UN chief to investigate it. In a letter sent Wednesday to the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and the President of the Security Council by the United States on behalf of the four powers, that said, "This launch therefore represents a threatening and provocative step by Iran." Last Thursday, Iran announced that it had successfully fired a rocket carrying a satellite into space, and the launch followed by the U.S. move in July to increase economic sanctions placed on Iran for its ballistic missile program. A tragic ending in what had been a heartwarming story about a group of girls from Afghanistan who'd been initially denied entry into the United States due to the recent travel ban that would have prevented this group of young ladies from competing in the International Robot Olympics for high school students here in Washington, D.C. The girls, due to President Trump's personal intervention, would eventually compete and win a silver medal and were celebrated throughout the U.S. as a symbol of inspiration for Afghanistan. One of the young ladies was 14-year-old Fatima Kaderian. Her father was killed in a suicide attack on a Shiite mosque in the city of Herat. Mohammed Asif Kaderian was wounded in the attack and later died. The attack was carried out by Islamic State. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.